The folly of worry. Be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Don't be concerned about anything. Don't worry about anything whatsoever. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians 4, verse 6. How often and how frequently our hearts are prone to worry and anxiety, fret or fear. How often our brow is furrowed with tension as the pain of life reflects in our face. How frequently fear of the future or personal problems divide or distract our hearts. How regrettable that cares and concerns of life should steal the Lord's perfect peace. Sometimes we allow the responsibilities of life and living to rob us of the Lord's rest. Sometimes our fears and failures, problems and pressures, weigh heavy on our heart. Sometimes our safety and security, health and finances, rise up into mountainous difficulties as we fret and fear about the mounting tests and trials that we are facing. But God instructs us not to worry about anything, but to cast all our cares on Him, and to place all the burdens that we carry onto His strong shoulders, for He cares for us. He is our good shepherd. He leads us on the best path and restores our soul. He is our Heavenly Father. He pours in refreshing water and healing balm. If we have been brought into the family of God, should we not obey His voice? Oh, let us not disobey our Father's instructions, but by faith rest in His word. Worry can also mean, I do not believe that God can keep His promises to care for me. It's casting doubt on the truth of God's word. It's unbelief in His promised provision. When worry is taken to its final conclusion, worry is effectively calling God a liar. But He is our strength and stay, our joy and our hope, and He is the lover of our soul. His word brings life and light, health and wholeness, grace and perfect peace. If we trusted His word for salvation, should we not also trust Him to keep us? Let us not display unbelief, but by faith let us rest in His promised provision. To doubt and disobey the Lord can even be construed as belying God's existence. Worry can become such a fact of life that our hearts declare that there is no God who loves and cares for me, because He is insufficient to take care of all my distress. Oh, this should never be, for we have a great God, who not only died to save us from our sin, but who promised to supply all our need, according to His gracious riches. The time one spends on worry is precious time that has been lost to life forever. And effort spent on worry is of little worth, for it wearies the soul and exhausts the heart. It was Paul the Apostle that called us to be careful for nothing, to be cautious and concerned about nothing, to be anxious and troubled about absolutely nothing. But to be careful about nothing is to cast aside all the worry that destroys our lives. To be anxious about nothing means to cast all your care upon the Lord Jesus. And we are instructed not to worry or fret or be anxious about anything whatsoever. To be careful for nothing means to trust Jesus in everything and all things. This is His will. This is his word. This is his command. This is his desire. And this is our very precious privilege. Worry and trust cannot coexist. Faith and fear are impossible bedfellows. When worry and fear increase, so our faith in the Lord decreases. But as our trust in our Saviour enlarges, so anxious worries fade away. Let us not be faithless, but let us be anxious for nothing. And let us, by faith, rest in his very precious provision.